When I was 9, adult looked like my parents. At 14, adult looked like my brother studying for college exams. At age 18, adult looked like women who could get into bars without fake IDs. As a 21-year-old, adult has come to mean something new and strange. Because, as it turns out, I've been adulting for quite some time without even realizing it. I always thought that once you reach a particular age or some particular milestone in life, a stranger runs up to you, slams a stack of papers into your chest, and exclaims, "You've been served!" Upon closer examination, these very official documents detail the intricacies of applying for adulthood. After several days of intense administration, sleepless nights trying to remember your social security number, and bouts of carpal tunnel, you've completed your application. You wait anxiously in line at the post office with all the other prospective adults, and then cast your entry into the abyss of the postal service system, hoping a reassuring letter will be delivered promptly to you in response. You immediately start thinking of all the things you could do with your very own adulthood. What kind of path-altering confidence will you gain? It could change the very fabric of your life. One day, you will order a margarita without hastily adding the word virgin. You might be able to have a conversation with your overly religious mother without profusely sweating 5 minutes in. You consider all the impressive retorts you'll be able to spew at your nosy friends when they won't leave you alone about your obsession with cats on Instagram. You might even be able to make a compelling argument about the benefits of falling grumpy cat without stuttering. I know. Right now, you get the creeping suspicion that your life kind of blows being a youth and all. Being young and hungry and unsure isn't as fun as promised. The word teenager doesn't have the same intrigue it had at 13. You envy your older friends who have their lives perfectly in order, like a well-managed Bed Bath & Beyond. You wonder when your organizational skills and willpower will kick in. It seems as though everyone who could be seen as an adult has their life moving along at the pace of a properly programmed machine. Maybe that's what it means to be an adult, you ponder. Having your shit together. Yeah, that must be it. You see older people with jobs and cars and houses and families, and you think of the stability and poise that must follow. All you want is entry into a club that everyone older seems to have been surreptitiously welcomed into. You start to wonder why you haven't been ushered into it too. After all, your application for adulthood was put forward weeks ago. You worry you might not have what it takes. You think back on your recent actions. So, yes, last month you did turn your used underwear inside out instead of doing laundry. And then you wore that used inside-out underwear for 3 days. Crap. How could someone with such a clear lack of self-respect and hygiene be considered an elite adult? When you look around at the crisp shirts, company credit cards, and family vacations, it all looks vaguely foreign and intimidating. You never should have sent in your application in the first place. Adulthood must be a much tougher road than you made it out to be in your addled little pea brain. If they're going to make you do dishes and dust things every now and then, what other atrocities must follow? Attending high school acquaintances' lackluster weddings? Downloading and subsequently subjecting your heart to dating apps like Tinder? God forbid you have to make a doctor's appointment over the phone. You might have to call Dr. Wheeler for a dentist appointment by yourself? No. You begin to regret your initial greediness. Is there anyone you can call to get your application canceled? You are not ready for adulthood, and adulthood is not ready for you. You begin asking around, trying to figure out at what age people usually get accepted into adulthood. Everyone seems to have a different number. Some say 21. Others say 30. You hope it's 30. Yeah, you have a good feeling about 30. You obsessively calculate the time you have left, running your own childlike wonder of the world down like an hourglass, the last grains of sand slipping to the bottom. You start noticing everyone's age. The number of child prodigies coming out of the woodwork on the news is worrying you. Your mom sends you a video on Facebook. It's an interview with an 11-year-old from Tennessee about her recreation of the Sistine Chapel in her family's small southern home. It's beautiful. It brings you to tears. Not because of the majesty of the painting itself, but because of the lack of success you've had in comparison. She painted it when she was 10. She says she's gotten better since then. You've gotten better at not picking your nose since you were 10. Each brushstroke she issues while making her latest masterpiece, probably the fucking Mona Lisa, swipes away a fragment of your young potential. You're left feeling inadequate, outdated, used.